relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
The Lincoln Project was used for two purposes, a grift to make money and as a predatory or a grooming organization for John Weaver to get young men into bed. I mean, what you've seen in the media is nothing compared to what the messages I have are. And I'm not out to embarrass somebody, but they are descriptive. They are disgusting. And he was... People are saying the 21 men from the New York Times. I had 30 young men. Another writer had over 50. It's probably over 100 young men in a five-year period. This wasn't like he was doing it to one person, two person. Bill Cosby would blush at the actions of John Weaver.
A stunning statement from Ryan Gardusky, who broke the story at least after it was floating around D.C. for decades, that John Weaver, GOP strategist, founder of the anti-Trump Lincoln Project, has been grooming young men and boys as young as 14. Now, the Lincoln Project had two purposes, to grift money from anti-Trump sources and to hide Weaver's predilections. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will be endeavoring to get Mr. Gardusky on the show because this story is not going to go away. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And it is that time of the week to talk to one of our best friends. Thank you. He is Lord Conrad Black, author, most recently, of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump. Also, his book, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Champion of Freedom. And then his work on Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full. He is Conrad Black, Lord Black. And his latest piece is Impeachment Won't Obscure the Democrats' Divisions. At American Greatness, one of our favorite web pages. Follow them, bookmark them, mgreatness.com. Oh, and just so that YouTube doesn't get all ornery with us again, Eric, would you mind putting up that... There we go. We have been informed that being censored again, meaning to be suspended for a week, we are back. Whenever we discuss things that YouTube doesn't want you to discuss, such as the coronavirus and hydroxychloroquine and things such as election fraud, to prevent us being banned, to prevent us being suspended again, we have to put a chyron. That's the technical word for the lower third. We have to put a disclaimer. And our disclaimer, YouTube, please look at the screen, is the AP, the Associated Press, disagrees with the content of this entire show. Allegedly, that's going to protect us from the fascistic censors in Silicon Valley. We shall see. Because in Lord Black's latest piece, he has the following to say. In an almost magical way, the American political system has succeeded last year. The tumult has ended, but the president who was possibly cheated, please read the disclaimer, and in any case hounded from office by dishonest media and corrupt magnates of technology and finance, remains a formidable political presence. Later on, Lord Black refers to him as the de facto leader of the opposition. Now, that's a very interesting way to describe Donald John Trump. Why? Because we don't have a parliamentary system here. We don't have leaders of parties the way you do in Canada or in the UK, whereby there is a permanent juxtaposition of two political entities, even with shadow cabinets. So you have the Secretary of Defense or the Minister, and the opposition will have their counter. We don't have that in America. We don't have an opposition party with shadow cabinets. And Donald Trump is in a unique position. He represents perhaps the most powerful political figure we've had since Jackson. Why? Because he is the head of the greatest single block of voters bound to an individual by some kind of personal voting loyalty. In the past, when somebody's out of office, they're not in the bloodstream politically. They may make statements now and again, former presidents, Carter and others, but that's it. But this man, whether it's 2024 or whether it's next year, his power is like no other. Mention to me a political character who has the influence that Donald Trump does on the right. It's not Kevin McCarthy. It's not Mitch McConnell. You're not going to fill a stadium with 60,000 people to hear Cocaine Mitch. Who else is there? It's not George Bush. It's not any conservative celebrities. Okay, Tim Allen may be a conservative, or there may be others who are slightly exploring the coming out of the closet politically. But nobody like Donald Trump. And if you missed it, we dedicated the open of the show to the official response from Donald Trump to the impeachment trial in the Senate, which starts in 6 days. So he's going to be back in the political bloodstream just a matter of weeks after he left office. Read it. Listen to that segment. We're going to post it on YouTube right now. It'll be on Rumble as well. The First Amendment Alternative. Subscribe there, because you've got to have a backup plan. Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. It's a powerful document, and it makes it clear you cannot impeach and convict somebody who is no longer in federal office and isn't the president. We're going to talk to Lord Black momentarily, but first, somebody who's been waiting very patiently on the line in South Carolina. John, line one, welcome to America First.
Dr. G, you're not dressed as Ragnar Lothbrok today. Where's your Viking helmet? You know,
I like the Roman period more. I like togas and short swords, personally.
Vikings don't wear half Windsor knots on their ties. Just so
I don't
you
think
know.
They wear ties. I think they don't wear ties.
Well, you know, there. I don't know any Trump supporters who wear helmets, Viking helmets, and go around bare-chested like that either, with coyote shawls
That's
over the
interesting.
Shoulders.
I'm trying to remember. I've been to many, many Trump rallies as a private individual, as deputy assistant to the president. I don't remember any bare-chested Vikings at any of them, John.
Yeah, and this guy is supposedly, I think his name is Jake Angeli or something like that, and he touts himself as on backstage.com. I don't know whether this is valid or not, but supposedly touts himself as an actor.
Yeah, no, as a performer. No, hang on, John, can you get it right? Performance artiste.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Listen, real quick point. Who names themselves Jen Psaki? Because gin and sake just don't mix. I've had gin 3 times and sake once, And I can promise you that the two of those do not.
Hang on, you've only had gin thrice? Yeah, gin's great.
Just three times. Why? You know, I understand that gin destroys more brain cells than anything else, and I can't afford to lose any, Dr. G.
I think you've confused it with tequila.
No, tequila doesn't have any effect on me, but we won't go there. We'll stay away from that altogether.
I'm sorry. There's only one, outside of absinthe, there's only one dangerous alcohol, and that is clearly tequila. But gin and tonic, that's how the British Empire was built, John.
There we go. I'm Irish, so anyway, there we'll go. Listen, speaking of British things, let me call you back to Sherlock Holmes and Mycroft.
You've got 60 seconds. Do it, John.
When you eliminate the impossible, mm-hmm. whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Correct.
Why did everybody pole vault to the conclusion, and it still is pole vaulting the conclusion, that the people who caused all of the trouble on Capitol Hill, at the Capitol building on January 6th, were Trump supporters?
Well,
they were alleged Trump supporters. We don't know what their loyalties were. They were dressed as Trump supporters. And the left, if the left can spend 4 years trying to destroy President Trump with all of the money that they spent, they can certainly infiltrate with 300 people and destroy the president. His reputation.
Yeah, I think the fact is there were some interlopers and instigators, but sadly, not all of them. We will be back with Lord Conrad Black here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
Factor.com Studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
From the presidential statement today that we read into the record, the current proceeding before the Senate is void ab initio as a legal nullity that runs patently contrary to the plain language of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution states, quote, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to remove from office and disqualify anyone holding or enjoying an office of honor, end quote. Note, please, our censorious masters in Silicon Valley, because we wish to discuss the integrity of the election, we have put a Chiron, a disclaimer, that the Associated Press disagrees with the content of this entire show, as they might. Our guest is author. He is a financier, justice reform advocate, the man behind seminal works on FDR, Richard Nixon, and, of course, the 45th President of the United States, a president like no other, Donald J. Trump, Lord Conrad Black. Follow him at Conrad M. Black on Twitter. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. I'm just reading the president, ex-president's statement now.
Yeah, it is well written. I commend the president's new lawyers. I hope everybody will read it. We are posting it on our webpage this afternoon. But you have written it with our friends at Epoch Times. We're going to discuss your piece at American Greatness as well. That this quote-unquote trial that begins in 6 days is potentially a great opportunity for the 45th president.
I did read that. Yeah, I did write that. I mean, is that a question? Do you want me to elaborate on that?
Please, yeah, please explain how an opportunity, what kind of an opportunity it is.
Well, I believe it's an opportunity because, as I understand, one of the reasons that he changed counsel was that he wanted, in addition to the defenses that he makes in the statement issued today, that it, you know, essentially that it's nonsense to try and try an ex-president. He's not in office now, so if there's a charge to be laid at him, it can be done in the normal way, as it was against Mr. Nixon in very different circumstances, after he resigned the office. President Trump obviously served his full term and then handed the office over to his successor. But the principle is the same. When you're not the president, you're an ex-president, then you can be you answer to the law in the normal way. And in addition, he said that, of course, the charges were rubbish anyway, which, in my opinion, is true. But the opportunity is that he is going to raise once again his view, which we both know and your listeners all know is disputed with a kind of frenzy by the entire political establishment, including the entire media, everyone in the media that I can discern, that there were problems with the integrity of the last election. Now, I think it is very clear. I realize that Associated Press and others disagree with this, but I think it's very clear there are real questions about what went on in five or six of the states. And they were not addressed by the local courts, and the Supreme Court declined to hear the issue. And that question is out there, and he is going to put it right out there in this impeachment trial in a way that will go to the entire people again in a cogent manner that there is a real problem about whether this is a legitimate election result. Now, that's happened in the history of the U.S., but Mr. Nixon, who may have been robbed of the election in 1960, we'll never know, chose not to contest it in the national interest. Samuel Tilden in 1876 made an agreement with his opponent, whom he probably defeated, and his opponent, President Hayes, carried out his side of the agreement. Hillary Clinton was not cheated of the election, but she did everything possible to destroy her opponent who won the election, Mr. Trump, including the dragooning of politicized elements of the intelligence agencies and the FBI. Now, here, this ex-president is saying that was not a fair election, and he's putting it out there in a way that will rest absolutely, immovably, as an argument embraced by scores of millions of people in the public place, and it in that sense resembles the election of 1824, in which General Jackson led in the election but didn't have a majority because there were four candidates who got electoral votes. It went to the House of Representatives, and two of the candidates united to put John Quincy Adams in as president, and Jackson ran for 4 years saying it was a corrupt bargain. Well, that's effectively what the president's going to do, and the opportunity is these Republicans, many of whom have made it clear that they're never Trumpers, who just had to live with him while he was there, even though they approved of most of his policies. In other words, they wanted the benefit of his vote-getting ability and his policies, which were endorsed in the election, in the congressional and state elections, but they don't want him. They are going to have to hold their noses and vote to acquit. And of course, they know that he's not guilty of this charge anyway. But some of them are playing games, trying to appease soft Republicans or never Trumpers or malleable Democrats by claiming, in effect, to approve the president, the former president's program, but not the former president. Well, they're simply going to have to hold their noses and vote against this charge, because otherwise they're signing their political death warrant. And I think it is a good thing that they have to stand and be counted, because this business of these invertebrate Republicans taking what they want from Trump as if he was a salad and leaving the rest is cowardice, in my opinion.
Let me ask you, can we divine, Lord Black, the logic of the Democrats going through with this? If we've already had 45 Republicans say this is unconstitutional after Senator Paul's initiative last week, they cannot convict. So the only plausible objective they had was to try and ban him from office in the future. That is clearly out of the question with the lack of a supermajority. So are they just hostages to their own radical ideology?
I think you've got three choices, either or maybe a combination. One, just what you say, they are so feverishly obsessed with Trump hate and so addicted to it, they had to have another go at it.
Right.
Two, they think that in doing this, they will throw another massive smear on the departed president that he will never recover from. I suspect the reverse would be true. I mean, how people think that an acquittal smears somebody is something that escapes my imagination. But anyway, I think the third alternative is they think that somehow they may be able to split the Republicans with this. It seems to me, not that you asked me this, but the smart move for this President Biden, and he's been careful to be very circumspect on this subject. He has not uttered a word about whether he thinks the president, ex-president, should be acquitted or not, which I salute him for that he hasn't got on that hobby horse at least. But if he killed this, I think everybody would have instantly felt, as people almost universally eventually felt. And again, I'm not comparing the two situations in any way except technically. President Ford pardoning Mr. Nixon. There was a lot of disagreement with it.
We will discuss the historic parallels with our special guest, Lord Conrad Black, author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, sir. Most kind. What is this technically in radio terms? Is this the bottom of the hour or the top? What do they call
this? We're at the halfway point, so...
What is that? What's the code for that?
That would be the bottom of the hour, right?
Bottom, right? Bottom? Okay, so do not adjust your sets. We may be in the bottom of the hour, but we still have Lord Conrad Black with us. Do not be shocked. His books are Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full, amongst many, many others. Also on FDR, Champion of Freedom, and most recently, A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump. Follow him on Twitter, Conrad M. Black. Lord Black, your latest piece for American Greatness, we've been discussing your observations at Epoch Times, is Impeachment Won't Obscure the Democrats' Divisions. We're going to post it right now, but one of the most, I think, significant observations is that for the first time in maybe a century, we have somebody, despite not having a parliamentary system with party leaders and shadow cabinets, we have somebody who's not a politician, who's out of power, who has a de facto position as the leader of the opposition, correct?
That's my view. I believe that is the case. I mean, we now have, I believe, four other ex-presidents. And none of them is very active politically.
No.
Mr. Obama is a bit, but not very. And the others aren't. I mean, they're not out there commenting on the incumbent. And generally speaking, presidents, when they leave office, don't comment much. And they do, without exception, and I think that's a very good thing, attained the dignity of respected elder statesmen however controversial they were as president, after a brief interregnum, they're respected and treated with respect by everybody and always called Mr. President. And I think that's a good thing. But in this case, the circumstances are so different and so unusual that the immediate past president is without question at the head of the largest single voting bloc in the country. Now, the total of people who didn't want him, you know, lubricated by stupefying amounts of money for the Democratic campaign and assisted by a virtual solid wall of media and social media hostility to Trump, managed to generate a plurality of people who didn't want him reelected. But those who did are virtually all committed followers of his, and it's a colossal voting block.
Yeah. Breaking news, by the way, our responsibility as well. Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon, and he will be taking his position as chairman of the board. That's fresh, hot off the presses. Lord Black,
I doubt if that's much of a change. I think he's got enough stock and credibility around there to go on running the place.
I would imagine so. Do you expect that despite this de facto opposition leader position, that the rhino, the swampy part of the Republican Party will still try to behave in ways that are, if not never Trump, quasi-never Trump? We've already heard noises from Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. How long can they get away with that, in your estimation?
I think McCarthy's all right. I think he's just trying to keep his delegation in the House of Representatives, which is, after all, only, I think, five members short of the Democrats right now. He's just trying to keep them herded together, because it won't take much for him to pull the rug out from under Pelosi. In the case of, I think in his heart, he is a Trump supporter. In the case of, it's not for me to mind read these people, but in the case of the dodgy ones in the Senate, they didn't make most of them much of a secret of their views.
No.
While Trump was president. I mean, we knew that Ben Sasse had been conducting a public discussion with himself about the virtues of retiring as a Republican, being an independent, and no one else was listening, but he was going through it. We know that Romney's a Trump hater and Murkowski is, and so on. So I don't think, and in fairness, if those people don't like Trump, if they don't like him, they have a right not to like him. But on the other hand, they must consider what their status as Republicans is. I mean, they're obviously, they have a right to stay in that party, even if they don't like the ex-president. But I question their right to masquerade as authentic Trump-supporting Republicans when the pressure is really on them, as in the impeachment case a year ago. Come out at night and play with the enemy, when the pressure isn't on them. I mean, I think at a certain point, there is some requirement in these people to be less ambiguous.
Yeah, that we shall see, especially when the trial begins in less than 6 days. The article is Impeachment Won't Obscure the Democrats' Divisions by Conrad Black at amgreatness.com. We are posting it right now. God bless. Thank you, Lord Black. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that is helping tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Find out if that could be you. You deserve to know. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for the paltry sum of $19.95, which translates to less than a dollar a day. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, I guarantee you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. That's Dr. G's guarantee. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Second time he tries to kiss me, he starts biting on my lip. When everything was over with, and he got up and straightened himself, and I was crying at the moment. And he walks to the door and calmly puts on his sunglasses. And before he goes out the door, he says, "You better get some ice on that," and out the door.
Juanita Broderick, 1999. Accusing Bill Clinton on camera of raping her. I wonder, has AOC made a video about that? Or just how she was traumatized again because of the Capitol security breach. Sexual assault is always wrong, AOC. Whoever does it. It's not just when it's done against you, but also when Democrat presidents do it. Let's go back to her video, her lengthy Instagram video. I think this is still from her video, isn't it, Jeff? Video cut 9. Okay, so this is very interesting. Listen carefully to her discussion about the events that occurred on January the 6th and prior to January 6th. This is video cut 9. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, play cut.
Here you have, you know, we know that violence is coming. I've been getting all of these, text messages. I've been getting people, and including other members of Congress, telling me that I need to be careful. Lots of people saying that violence is expected on the 6th. And there's a waist-high parade fence. Just one layer deep of it, by the way, not even multiple, just one little inky-dinky aluminum fence around. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird, but, you know, maybe they plan on putting up more tomorrow because it is Monday, right? It's Monday. They're really expecting violence on Wednesday, so maybe they haven't put it up yet. Maybe it'll kind of come up tomorrow. But that thought was kind of coming into my head.
Where's my AOC lexicon? We got a new one. Inky dinky. What was the last one? The tippy tip top. We got to write all of these down. But the interesting thing is what she said. We knew about it for days. You were getting texts about it? That the violence was occurring for days before? Well, that's interesting because, you know what? I got it. I nailed it. Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, has to call Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as his first witness on February the 8th in the impeachment trial in the Senate. Why? Because he can't have incited the violence on January 6th with his speech from the ellipse if they knew in advance it was going to happen and had been planned. Wonderful. AOC? Round of applause, please. Do you have that round of applause we used for Mr. G? Let's do that. Do we have it? I'm not joking. I'm going to tell the president's office in Florida, witness number one, AOC. Nicely done. By the way, if you're looking tonight, if you want to unwind, if you want to actually watch something that makes you smarter at the end of watching it, please check out Dennis Prager's new movie, No Safe Spaces. Is he still the most popular podcaster in the world? I think it's him and Joe Rogan, right? Adam Carolla is his co-star of No Safe Spaces. It's about political correctness and what it's going to take to win. You can watch it, order it at salemnow.com. Use promo code GORKA for the biggest discounts. That's No Safe Spaces, Dennis's newest movie, at salemnow.com. Promo code GORKA. Portions of today's show are brought to you in part by the film No Safe Spaces. Let's stay on AOC. Let's go to Brooklyn. Line 3. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Are you good? Okay. So, President Biden, you know, his idea of unity is more like lunacy, and he's got a bunch of lunatics there, and one of them is AOC for sure, All Out Crazy Cortez. She is such a hypocrite, okay? And the funny part is, I do want to talk about Antifa, but she is such a hypocrite. She's the one that keeps bailing them out, Antifa. She doesn't care. She encouraged them with Kamala Harris in the summer where they went out and rioted, they burnt, they murdered innocent citizens, 41 of them. That didn't bother her at all. She protects these murderers, and let's not make any mistake here. Antifa, they are domestic terrorists, and their goal is to, and I say God forbid, their goal is to abolish America, okay? They seem to be the private army of Kamala Harris and AOC and Ilhan Omar. And George Soros. And guess what? George Soros is the one that kind of wanted Kamala Harris to be there as VP. So Antifa, I'd like to know, Dr. Gorka, why are they being protected? Why are they allowed to terrorize without impunity? They are outlaws. They're vicious. They're murderers.
But hang on, Judy. You know the answer to that question. They're all Biden voters. They're all Biden voters.
Well, Biden voters, but you know what? This is Antifa is a terrorist group. They should be put in jail. They should be completely dismembered. You know,
no,
I don't mean physically.
No. It's people who are writing memes 6 years ago. Conservative meme makers. They're the ones who get the FBI knock on the door at 6 a.m. Don't you understand, Judy?
Yeah, like Roger Stones and stuff. But did you hear what they did? They held a hotel hostage recently, and they were seen bringing in knives and hatchets and batons. They keep autonomous areas where police can't come in. They kill in Seattle. And you know what? I have to tell you something. You hear people calling in. When they were January 6th in the rally, you were there as well, I'm sure. There were people that grabbed other people's MAGA hats off them and pretended they were MAGA, you know, Trump supporters. And they basically went in there pretending they were Trump supporters, but they really weren't. And definitely anarchists such as Antifa was there. We have some proof of that.
Yeah, the bottom line is the following. We have some video, some very interesting video, not confirmed, of people changing into pro-Trump gear outside Congress. But at the end of the day, you got to fess up. They're clearly instigators. We know one BLM activist, if not others, were involved in riling up the people inside Congress, outside Congress. But it wasn't everybody. But it still doesn't matter. There is a double standard. If you're a Bernie voter, if you're a Biden voter, you can attempt to burn down St. John's Episcopal Church one block from the White House. You can try to set fire to a federal court building and get away with it, and be bailed out by Kamala Harris and others. That's the left. It's who they are. But every time they do it, we are here to call them out and push back. Thank you, Judy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you in pain? Have you tried everything else to no avail? Please try this 100% drug-free product. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. What an incredible endorsement. Find out for yourself. Please, go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. You can call them on 800-500-8384. It worked for me, and is working for tens of thousands of Americans. You should be one of us. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Did you hear what Steve Scalise did? God, I love that guy. What a fighter. He was on Fox, and he heard that the Defense Department under Joe Biden is going to give the 9/11 hijackers, the terrorists at Gitmo, their vaccine for COVID before even those in the Defense Department who really need it get theirs. And that's not all. Go to video cut two. Steve Scalise, play cuts.
President Biden's first week and a half, 2 weeks in office, you know, we've seen potentially of jobs in America destroyed. But now you're looking at his latest plan on the vaccine. He inherited a great plan from President Trump through Operation Warp Speed, where we're going to be vaccinating about 100 million Americans in the next 100 days. And what has President Biden done? First, we exposed that he was trying to prioritize Gitmo terrorists over Americans in getting the vaccine. They pulled back on that after we exposed it. But then now he's saying that people who came here illegally can jump ahead of other Americans who have been waiting to get the vaccine.
So he stopped the Gitmo terrorists getting their COVID vaccine, but now illegal aliens are the priority. I hope you're as mad as I am. Let's go to Matt in North Carolina, line one. Welcome, Matt.
Hello, Dr. Gorger. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to my book that's on the way, The War for America's Soul. I'm sure it's very good. But I want to tell your great call screener.
Seth, did you get that reminder for Matt's book? Okay, good. Carry on, Matt.
So here's a good one. Last night, I don't think I can say the name of the show because people are sensitive these days, but I said on a different show after yours, okay, Biden has been in politics for almost 50 years, correct?
Correct, 47 years.
Okay, so it only took him 1 week to sink the U.S. economy like the Titanic.
It's not quite sunk yet. The U.S. economy hasn't broken into two and started to sink into the depths. But your point is such a good point. He's been in politics for 47 years, and it's taken him 10 days to do such damage, well, the likes of which, I'm trying to think. How bad was Solyndra? Solyndra was pretty bad. Cash for Clunkers was pretty bad. Good point, Matt. We will check on your book. Everybody who we promise a book to gets a book. And if you didn't get one because you didn't call in, you can. You can get a signed copy of all of my books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul at sebgorka.com. Treat some, but treat yourself. Go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. And we also have a store with all kinds of fun stuff. sebgorkastore.com for all the merchandise, the signed books related to our show. A modest little show here on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, stinky swamp that is Washington, D.C. Back with special guests Sam Sorbo and Phil Van Cleef. Stay on this channel. We'll be right back.